When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey guys, it is I, Lyle Swithenbank, back with another installment of the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. At Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter is me. At HoopBallPels is the show. We've got a big one today, guys. Quick update regarding the status of the team. We're going to be talking about Alvin Gentry, who is out. He has been let go by the Pelicans after the, I suppose, disappointing end to the bubble, where the Pelicans went 2-6, which was not ideal considering the relatively easy, I suppose it was considered, schedule. So we ended up beating Memphis. We ended up beating the Wizards as well, but we had a loss to the Spurs, a couple of losses to the Kings, a loss to the Jazz right at the start, and a loss to the Clippers, which was that absolute belting. I mean, we lost by 23 in the end, but it should have been 40-odd at one point. So we were pretty lucky to, I suppose, get away with the results that we did get. I mean, the only convincing win that we had, I suppose, was against the Grizzlies, and even that was up until the wire. Wizards, yeah, maybe we came out a bit quicker against them, and it was sort of end-to-end that the Pelicans were in charge, but otherwise, there wasn't really any game that we looked comfortable, and we were exploited, particularly on the perimeter, I think. And then when guys were hitting threes, you know, the Magic lit us up. Every team lit us up, let's be honest. It sort of was the writing on the wall. I think even going into the bubble, this may not have been the straw that broke the camel's back. I think if we had made the playoffs, I think Alvin may very well still be on the way out. If we all cast our minds back to the off-season, you know, David Griffin was brought in. It was a full cleaning house, new scouting department, new training department, like the high performance management. It really was a changing of the guard. There was a whole new team came in. You know, Anthony Davis was gone. So Zion became the new franchise star, and Brandon Ingram as well came into his own. It was almost this season, this off-season, was the perfect time to clear that out, and David Griffin put his own guy in there. You know, he said that he has a whole heap of respect for Alvin, and it was a difficult personal decision to remove him as head coach, but unfortunately, he had to make that decision for the benefit of the team. You know, Alvin was at the head coach for 5 years. He made the playoffs once. Whether or not that was because of the roster that they'd assembled around Anthony Davis being, I suppose, a bit weaker than a lot of other teams and a lot of other supporting casts. Otherwise, they really didn't fire a shot. You know, they made those playoffs a year that we had AD and Boogie, and the Boogie was injured, and it sort of all turned from there. AD then being shipped out for a whole heap of Lakers pieces, which turned into a couple of hidden gems, I suppose. I don't think any of them had developed as well as the Lakers had hoped, and they definitely weren't the second star for LeBron under that regime. But whether or not we can continue to hold on and develop Lonzo and BI, that is something that we will need to discover as we go on. But I suppose we'll go to the surrounding press conferences and the like around the Alvin Gentry firing. David Griffin announced that it was originally broke by Andrew Lopez of ESPN, who's a good friend of the show we've had on here before, and Adrian Wojnarowski. It was a Woj bomb and a Lopez bomb, so a low and a Woj bomb. So, yeah, we'll keep working on the name for that. But we found out from those guys, you know, Andrew Lopez is a guy that's based down in New Orleans and he has his finger on the pulse of the team, so it was great that he got to break the story and we got to see that. But yeah, I don't think it was unexpected. I don't think people were caught off guard. It really was one of those situations that if it didn't happen, I think people would be upset as well. Alvin Gentry still had a year to run on his contract, so could they have played out another year? Well, yes, perhaps, but was it the right situation and was that the right decision? Maybe not. So, you know, you've got to trust your gut. David Griffin has been to the top. He's won a championship with LeBron. He put a winning coach in Tyronn Lue around LeBron and the team after firing David Black because they knew that he probably wasn't going to get the job done and he'd lost the locker room. So this guy knows what he's doing. You know, and Trajan Langdon as well. He is an experienced GM. He's going to do a good job. You know, they're working together to find that right coach. And David Griffin has come out and said, well, they're not going to rush this coaching decision. They're going to take their time. They've got the whole summer and heading into next season to find this person. And I suppose that raises a few question marks as to who are your targets. Because if your targets are still in the bubble, you're not going to rush to go and show your hand. You know, there's only one other coaching position that's open at the moment, head coaching position, being that of the Chicago Bulls. They sacked Jim Boylan middle of last week or the week before. And so otherwise, we're really looking at being in pole position. Is our roster more appealing than the Chicago Bulls? Well, I think so, but you know, they've got some young stars there as well with Wendell Carter Jr. and Zach LaVine look like really good players. Kobe White as well. So we'll see what happens there and as to whether or not guys want to come down to the Big Easy or want to go to the Windy City. So we'll see what happens there and no doubt we'll be waiting with bated breath as to how it all plays out. So I suppose the next thing we should look at is who's going to step in. Who are these targets that the Pelicans could go after? And will we be successful in getting them? So, as part of the breaking news from ESPN, guys, they flagged Jason Kidd, also the Tyronn Lue, as we talked about earlier, from the Clippers. He's an assistant there at the moment. And Kenny Atkinson, who was the recently sacked coach of the Nets. So, he was replaced by Jacque Vaughn as interim head coach when DeAndre Jordan wanted to start and basically Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant got together and said, no, Kenny, you're out. We're putting our guy DJ in and Jared Allen can just sit there on the bench and waste all his potential. So instead, he's now sitting there. He's a great teaching coach. And I suppose some people in the Nets camp might have differing opinions. I've seen only from the outside looking in that, you know, he turned a team that was a bunch of misfits with no real superstar into a max contract for D'Angelo Russell, and then a sign and trade for these two guys to turn into a super team with KD and Kyrie. And, you know, you saw this development of Spencer Dinwiddie, of Jared Allen, of Joe Harris, of Caris LeVert. You know, all of these guys weren't harnessing their complete potential until Kenny was in there and went to war for this team. You know, there was ones where he was going absolutely mental at some foul calls. And you love to see that from a coach. You know, a guy that is going to go to war, call out the wrong decision, and defend his players. You know, I have no issues with that. So maybe that's the sort of passion that that the Pelicans might need. And that might unlock Zion and unlock Brandon Ingram and make them turn into absolute beasts. You know, they're already there, but what's that next level? Could these guys be all NBA players? I don't know. But fingers crossed they can. So that could be someone that we could really target. Jark Vaughan as well, who was actually the interim head coach currently of the Nets, is another one that's been flagged. And he was at the Magic. They didn't fire too many shots when he was the head coach. They were pretty average, really, and continue to be so. So I don't know if that's the players or if that's the coaching. But I don't know if he's the right fit. You know, he got promoted underneath a guy that was already leading a team to the playoffs. Tyronn Lue is another guy like that. You know, Jason Kidd, he undercut guys at the Brooklyn Nets, tried to do a coup and then forced his way to the Bucks. All of these guys know how to play the game. So I don't know if those personalities are guys that you'd want to go after and bring in. You know, this win at all costs or self-promotion at all costs. Who knows? You know, I don't know these guys personally. They could be lovely guys. But at the same time, do you want to upset the apple cart by bringing in guys that you're not really 100% on? I don't think so. I don't think Jason Kidd is the answer for unlocking Lonzo Ball, even though he was a great point guard in his own right. I don't think that he is the sort of player or the sort of coach that we should bring in. And I know there were arguments that he lost the players at the Bucks, probably at the Nets as well. You know, he came in with an aging all-star lineup at the Nets and didn't do anything. It was all this hype with that Brooklyn team at the time. And then he went to the Nets, to the Bucks, sorry, and tried to harness Giannis, and that didn't happen. The Bucks were pretty average under him. All of a sudden, Giannis turns into a superstar or develops into that next level player when Jason Kidd leaves. I think Jason is going to say that he could bring Giannis or he has the ear of Giannis, but who really knows until you can actually speak to these guys, the actual superstars themselves, and say, would you come to New Orleans to play under Jason Kidd again when you'd had no success previously, where they've done everything that they can at the Bucks to put a good side around you and you're being successful? So I'm not sure about that either. It'll be interesting to see how all of that plays out in terms of the coaching search. Tyronn Lue obviously won that championship with LeBron after undercutting David Blatt. Got to the finals again with that LeBron team, you know, with the supporting cast was starting to slow down and wasn't as good as he probably needed to win another flag, but he was a David Griffin guy. Griff put him up and put him into that head coaching position, and he returned the favor. You know, they won that championship that they hadn't won previously, not for 60 or so years, and brought a championship back to Cleveland. He brings that championship pedigree. He's been working with the Clippers this year under Doc Rivers, so no doubt he would have improved again working under that guy because he's an absolute winner as well. So could he be a good coach? Yeah, I think well, he definitely is a good coach, but as to whether or not he's a good coach for this developing young side, I'm not sure. You know, does he need more superstars? Does he need more developed veterans? You know, he had LeBron on that team, so how much coaching are you actually doing? You know, remember all the memes that he was standing back while LeBron basically coached the team. Would that happen at New Orleans where he loses the locker room? I don't know. I don't know the guy, but I don't know if we want to take that risk. I think there's also a whole heap of assistants that are sitting under that level waiting for their head coach opportunity. You know, the guy at the Bucks, Darvin Ham, who has been an assistant for a long time and apparently in NBA circles, just hearing through the grapevine and reading articles and the like online, again, don't have any sources to back this up, that he would be a great head coach. So could he be another guy? Do you put an untried guy in there to unlock these players? You know, perhaps. But it also means buy-in from the players, and we need to work out what is the trajectory of this team, how much potential do we have, and what veterans can we put around these guys? You know, JJ has a player option, so he could be out. You've got Derek Favors, who is on the outs with the unrestricted free agency. So we don't know. We don't know if he's going to re-sign and hang around. I think he's keen to stay, but we don't know what Griff and Trajan Langdon want to do. So we'll see how it all plays out. But I suppose we will keep this one short and sweet. We'll put updates up and the like as we go. But we're going to have a couple of guests coming up, I think, and we'll try to organise those, and we'll get those insiders to give us the scoop as to what's going on, as always. Now, guys, of course, as always, sport, the playoffs start tomorrow, so get very, very keen for that. There's four big games coming up. Unfortunately, the Pels aren't in there, but that's how it is. We tried our best, but we'll work on next year. You know, year one of a rebuild, and we almost had the opportunity to get in. So make sure if you're going to do your betting on the playoffs, you do it at mybookie.ag. Sign up with HoopBall, the code HoopBall. When you sign up, you'll get a $10 MLB futures bet, which you can do on all your baseball betting. And they'll do a deposit match of 100% if you deposit $25 or more. So not bad if you use that code HoopBall. Just how it sounds and just how it's spelt. So put that in there. And if you need a shave, make sure you go to manscaped.com, which is one of our favorite partners, Bill, between the two of them. Also an equally favorite partner. Use the code HoopBall20, and that'll give you 20% off and free shipping, because we always love a discount. They've got the Lawnmower 3.0, which is the shaver with the ceramic blade and the LED light for all your shaving in the dark. So make sure you head over there and have a look. Guys, make sure you head over to HoopBall as well. That's probably the main thing, is go over there, hoop-ball.com. There's a brand new website. The forums are revamped. Now, if you contribute over there and you write in the forums and ask questions and carry on and the like, you will actually get points as you go through the ranking. And as the points accumulate, you will be able to get discounts for premium access. So if you get in there and get one of those, well, good on you. You know, there's a whole heap of good premium content, especially when your fantasy drafts are going to fire up again. If you're into NBA fantasy and you play that a fair bit, get over there and start jumping on the forums and getting some threads going, because it earns you money. So go and do that. I think that's all from me. We're going to sum up with a little tribute to Alvin Gentry. You know, he finished with 175 victories. He's all-time in Hornets/Pelicans franchise history, trailing only Byron Scott. He leaves as the only coach in franchise history to have a winning record in the playoffs, which is 5-4. Alvin, we appreciate all you did for us. You're an absolute champion, and all of your interactions that you have with the media and the like that we get to have a look at have been absolutely phenomenal. No doubt you're taking this like an absolute champion, and as a fan, we appreciate what you did. I think Gail Benson summed it up perfectly, that she wanted to thank Alvin for his contribution to the Pelicans and the New Orleans community. You know, she appreciated Alvin's leadership, dedication, and perseverance through some challenging circumstances over the past five seasons. He did a great job. Honestly, you know, your career coaching record of 510-595, about 50% thereabouts. He'll do his best. But we'll see what happens. On to the next for him. No doubt he'll find somewhere else fairly shortly. Any team that needs an offensive leader will no doubt be circling him straight away. But I think for now, that's probably enough. You've heard me have a chat for a little while now. But we'll try to get a guest on in this week and see if we can sort something out and chat some Pelicans, maybe some yearly reviews and some bubble reviews, and we'll see how we go. But anyway, for now, I am Lyle Swithenbank. This has been the Pelican Scoop. At Hoopball Pels on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. Stay safe. We'll chat to you next time. Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.